Good morning. It's March 8th. It's a sunny morning in New York City, and this is your Indignity Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Skoka, taking a look at the day and the news. The latest jobs report came out this morning. 275,000 new jobs were added in February, according to the Labor Department. The unemployment rate rose from 3.7% to 3.9%. Still very low, unless you're in journalism or tech. But who cares about the numbers? How are the vibes? President Joe Biden gave the State of the Union address last night. That's the lead story on the front of the New York Times, with four columns of photo and two columns of story, taking up the whole top. The headline is, In Pitch to Nation, Biden Says Trump Poses Dire Threat. President promotes his agenda and warns of consequences if rival regains power. The if there has a lowercase I, which looks wrong. As a subordinating conjunction, if carries more semantic weight than plain coordinating conjunctions like and, but journalistic style guides tend to have low expectations for journalists' ability to process nuances of language. I couldn't pull up a searchable version of the current New York Times style guide, but the 1976 version did stipulate that if should be lowercase in a completely incoherent passage, instructing New York Times journalists to capitalize no, nor, not, off, out, so, up, etc. The etc. there is a use, not a mention, and is printed in lowercase accordingly. The old style book continues, lowercase a, and, as, at, but, by, for, if, in, of, on, or, the, to. And then come all the exceptions to that. But what does that first etc. even mean? If so is capitalized, but as and if are not. It's a total hash. But those are the rules, or at least they were. And to judge by that headline, they still may be. The story itself is kind of nice to read, because it's obviously the quick deadline version, trying to just convey what was in the speech before any theater criticism or horse race analysis really had had a chance to take root. The website has Peter Baker's news analysis account of the speech, but why would you do that to yourself? It's Friday. I'm not even going to do it to myself on your behalf. Elsewhere on page one of today's paper, the Times continues its work on brain damage in general and blast damage from military activity in particular, reports that the Army reservist who killed 18 people in the Lewiston, Maine rampage last year turned out on autopsy to have, the Times writes, profound brain damage of the kind that has been seen in veterans exposed to repeated blasts from weapons use. He spent 8 years as a grenade instructor, the Times reports, being exposed to thousands of skull-shaking blasts on the training range. You might almost start to suspect there's something inherently harmful about militarism. Inside the paper, down at the bottom of page A15, Dean Phillips apparently quit the presidential race yesterday. No, wait, the story says he dropped out on Wednesday. A day late and the bottom of page A15 feels about right, or at least more proportionate than Nikki Haley's front page send-off. On page A20, Alabama passed a law purporting to restore IVF treatments as Republicans tried to distance themselves from the direct results of their own political agenda, even though there's no real way to reconcile it with the Alabama Supreme Court's declaration that a fertilized egg has the legal rights of a full human being. The Times writes, lawmakers and legal experts acknowledged that the law did not address existential questions raised by the court about the definition of personhood, leaving open the prospect of legal challenges in the future. The court didn't really raise existential questions. It declared that those existential questions were settled, but now people are going to pretend it didn't, unless they want to ban IUDs, in which case they can circle back around to the state Supreme Court's ruling. That is the news. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to Indignity to keep us going. Remember to turn your clocks forward this weekend and enjoy the brighter evenings. And if all goes well, we will talk again on Monday.
Wait, wait. Hey, it's your pal Joe McLeod, and here's my pal Tom Skoka on the Pivot podcast. Kind of a big deal.
Tom Skoka is the editor of the Substack Indignity, my favorite name for a Substack, who recently wrote an essay for New York Magazine titled My Unraveling. How do you look at work now? Because, you know, everyone's, there's just an article in The Atlantic saying it's the extinction event for media. Now, you've been involved in all kinds of different media over the years. I mean, a laundry list of places.
And all kinds of different extinctions.
Yeah. So I'd love to get your thoughts on that. You've been around the block.
It certainly seems like we're in a spectacularly bad time for media. There's something alarming about the way that it's that the sort of media employment market has come uncoupled from the rest of the employment market. You know, your feed is like a mixture of great unemployment numbers federally and like news of like 300 more people getting laid off in your own industry. So yeah, it's a little scary to just, you know, contemplate that there may not be jobs out there. It's fun to have your own publication and be pushing along on that. I'm part of this Flaming Hydra thing that just launched, which is an interesting and so far promising experiment in doing like a little bit of something with scale, where instead of like trying to take a small number of people, you know, and bootstrap the operations until you get like enough readers, started with a very large number of writers, like 60 writers, each of whom sort of have their own following and audience, and bring them together and just, you're asking each one for like one piece a month. But if you do that, then you have two pieces a day from writers people like, and you have a sort of pretty large audience built in to start growing from as each person tells the people who follow their work about this.
Right. It's 60 writers. Flaming Hydra's 60 writers. I found it fascinating. And so is that the future? It's a writer's co-op, essentially, is what it is, right?
Correct? Yeah, I don't know. I hope it's the future.
But I would recommend people trying Flaming Hydra. It's really cool.
It is really cool. And so is the Pivot podcast with Kara Swisher and Scott Galloway from New York Magazine. Listen to Tom's whole interview on the Pivot podcast. Look for it where they have all the good podcasts. Now Chimes.